All right, welcome back to another 10 Minute Tuesday. This week, we are going to talk to Carter a little bit about some of the more difficult hunts versus the better hunts that we had this year from especially like a filming perspective. A lot of people know, obviously, we film these hunts, a lot of them, and people don't necessarily realize a lot of the ins and outs that go into what makes it a good place or scenario or hide or setup. One of the things that we have to consider a lot of the time is, are we making sacrifices about the hunt based on trying to film? So, Carter.
Yep.
Tell me, I know we talked a little bit about it, but you've said already that you'd rather film out of a layout.
For sure, yep.
Which, depending on the situation, we did hunt quite a few A-frames this year.
I think I only filmed out of A-frames for you this year.
Okay, yes. Yep. That's true.
Yep.
Okay, so tell me what the hardest hunt this year was to film or photograph. And maybe it wasn't even for us, so you could include others, but for us, for sure.
Yeah, for you guys, I would say, well, the pontoon blind, we didn't shoot anything.
Yep. So
that was a little tough.
That was tough.
Yep.
Made it work, though.
You made it work. The other one would have been the North Dakota hunt.
Yep.
Mostly just because that was first hunt of the year, just getting into the swing of things. And then the lighting was horrible, which is another thing you have to
Sunshine
think.
Sunshine bright.
Yep. It was bad. And the water in the back reflecting.
That's something a lot of people don't think about, for sure.
Yep.
When you're filming.
Yeah. I think those two are the ones that stand out to me as the worst for this year.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
100%. Yep. What did you think about the setup in Idaho?
I thought if I was filming, it would have been really tough.
Yeah.
Taking pictures, it was perfect.
Yeah.
Other than taking pictures of birds coming in, which I still got a few.
Yeah.
But taking pictures of people was great. But filming, it would have been tough because we just had a small window to film and they just went right in. There's no calling. It just was immediate.
What's the most creative way you've ever done a hide so you could film or whatever?
Well, there I laid in the dog blind. In the Bingo. River.
Yep. Yep.
So that was
What other interesting spots have you found yourself in?
Sitting in front of an A-frame.
Oh, okay.
In like just covered in brush.
Yeah.
That's been, when the A-frame isn't working, that's one option. If you don't have sound gear, you cannot do that.
For sure.
Or you will go deaf.
100%.
Other than that, I'm trying to think of what other, sitting just in water. Sucks, but
what's the hardest hunt you went on this year from a like maybe even just workload perspective or like walk in or like anything?
Yeah, so the most like actual like content work wise it would have been one of the Canada hunts just because yeah. I mean I'm getting 4,000 pictures a hunt, it's a lot.
Yeah,
but you're getting a lot out of it.
Yeah. True that.
Other than that, for like difficulty taking pictures wise, other than those two, there wasn't a lot. One of the coolest places, I forgot to mention this, up in Manitoba, when I was filming with Scott and Matt and Big Al, they were in an A-frame, and right behind them, me and Hunter Dillon were on a rock pile elevated above them, but we were like in the rocks, so the geese couldn't see us. Yeah, it was a really cool angle.
That is sick.
So that was a cool spot to film from.
Yeah. You know who else does that a lot? Like just will walk off on their own little walks and you don't even know where they are, is Joel Bo Jones.
I was going to say him, yep.
Yeah, that guy, he's just sneaky. He'll just suddenly, you'll turn around and he's gone. And you have no idea where he is, man. I mean, he's 100 yards away maybe, taking pictures.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I want to get on a hunt with him.
Yeah.
Watch him work. He does some cool stuff.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
But other than that, I mean, a lot of A-frames.
What's the craziest thing you've seen on a hunt? What's the craziest experience or, like, situation? Like, give me a couple of weirdos.
Craziest, like scariest one was someone in layouts. This client had his gun in the layout blind.
Inside,
yep. Because okay. They pay for one hunt a year. That's what they go on.
Okay.
Birds are coming in and the gun goes off in his layout blind through the bottom of the layout blind.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Didn't shoot his foot off or anything, but that was a little scary.
Oh, just, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did he freak out?
No, he was just kind of confused on what happened. And the birds just flew away and everybody was looking around. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So that was a little scary.
Yep. That's for sure sketchy.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm trying to think of what was the question again?
Like, have you had any weird experiences or like, what's the weirdest thing you've seen traveling? Tell me some of your experiences that you've noticed about places and stuff traveling.
There are certain states where the people are different, I'll say. I don't
want you to name states.
I was going to say, there is one state that the people in it are very different. It's kind of crazy how state by state is just completely different.
Yeah. The cultures, the people.
Yeah. Where I grew up, I didn't get to travel much.
Yeah.
So,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Meeting new people and going new places. There's a world out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once you get over that like anxiety of traveling, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. And kind of scary in some places.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah. You'll tell your kids though.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. It'll be something.
For sure.
But yeah, there's some states just have a general weirdness to them. I don't really like traveling through them or stopping for gas in them.
Okay.
But other states are great. I like Iowa. It's just like Minnesota. It's Western Minnesota.
You're such a farm kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets into Iowa. He's like, I'm comfortable here. I'll tell you what.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's
funny.
Yep. Iowa and the Dakotas are just Western Minnesota. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But those Southern states get a little different.
You're just not used. It's just difference of culture.
It's just
and like
different.
growing up different. And like all the foods are different. The people are different. Everything's different.
Yeah. They're all good people.
Oh yeah.
Just a little sketchy gas stations in some states. That's it. But there's some sketchy gas stations in Minnesota. Yeah, you'd say that about Chicago.
Oh yeah. You don't want to stop there at night. I wouldn't. Yeah, you're children of the corn type of shit going on, dude. Yeah. No, I was brought up knowing that.
Yep.
So it's hard to like hear that advice from you and you're like, yeah, you know, I stopped at a gas station here and like if I drive through Chicago at night, I'm not stopping.
No, there's nowhere to stop.
If I have a flat tire, I'm keeping going.
Yeah.
I drive on my rim to the next town.
Yeah.
100%.
I didn't know Arkansas had mountains.
Oh yeah, dude.
Did not. I was so confused driving through.
Yeah.
It was dark and I was like, what is going on? And then driving back, it's mountains.
Trippy.
Yeah.
Dude, we drove through Fayetteville last year and they had gotten like 8 inches of snow. And driving out of Fayetteville, I mean, dude, the mountains with the snow, it was incredible, dude.
Is that Arkansas?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep. Northwest Arkansas, yeah.
Is there like a mountain range that goes through it or just mountains?
It's a mountain range, bro.
What mountain range?
I think it's the Ozarks there.
Oh, yep. There's a show about that.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, but
I'm gonna make sure I'm not like missing something.
Being really wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, the Ozarks.
Okay.
The Natural State is home to two distinct mountain ranges, the Ouachitas and the Ozarks. Both lie predominantly in the western half. So I guess I don't know. I don't know if it was the Ouachitas or the Ozarks coming out of Fayetteville. I'd have to literally look this up, and I don't want to sound like a bad podcaster here.
Yeah.
Fayetteville, Arkansas, mountain range. The Ozarks. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would have been shocking if you weren't thinking that was going to be happening to you.
I didn't know there were mountains in other places in the U.S. other than Montana and Idaho.
What is the state that you've been to where you felt most comfortable, like at home?
Not counting the Dakotas?
Yeah.
Probably Iowa.
Not counting Iowa.
Canada. That counts.
Dude. Yeah.
Other than that, Kansas was pretty chill.
Dude, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense, though.
It's what I know.
It is very much what you know.
Yeah.
100%, dude. That's good.
Idaho was cool, too.
Yeah.
It was just a cool
place.
It's
honestly, I've found, too, half of it is your mentality.
Yep.
The people you're with, the mentality, and, like, what your thought process is going into it. And I think part of it, too, is, like, you know, for you, when you're working now, there's, like, usually a deliverable list.
Mm-hmm.
As you get further into your career, you get more and more comfortable with the idea of getting those done.
Yep.
And that takes some of the stress and the pressure off of the traveling aspect of it, too, because you're kind of like, I know I'm going to get it done, dude.
Yep.
So, yeah, that probably makes it more fun.
Yeah.
I would bet in the next 2 years traveling for you when you have to, it'll probably become more enjoyable. You'll probably, because you'll just feel like you can take it in a little more.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully
for everybody.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate you tuning in. If you want to hear us talk about any of these topics on 10 Minute Tuesday, shoot us a message on Instagram. We'll see you guys soon.